Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
Franklin, and right now we're going to go into our GO time, which stands for Global Outreach. And, you know, this is the time where you get to hear what's going on in Impact, you know, because we all have busy lives with between work and school and stuff like that. And maybe you, one Sunday you hear something that you may want to be a part of. And today's an exciting day. We're going to talk about women's discipleship. Yeah. So I'm going to ask Caroline to come up and join me.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Yes.
That threw me off a little bit, but...
it's in your community group. What do you expect?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, absolutely. So, we're going to talk about women's discipleship and you know, because we at Impact believe discipleship is one of the most important things that we do as a church. And, you know, so how long have you been part of a women's discipleship group?
Oh, man. Is Ellen in here? Ellen started us off. Oh, gosh. It was before Tanner was born. My daughter's a year. So, man, probably when I found out we were pregnant with her. So, June 23-ish is, I think, when we started. So, in 2023, we started that. Ellen just had a heart to start women's discipleship. She said our women here are in need of community and growth and depth in our relationships with the Lord and each other. So she started a group, went on for about a year with a couple rest months. And then when we were through, she said, all right, you guys, your turn. It's your turn to take a group and go on and lead and grow in that way. So, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And so what do you guys do in the group?
Yeah. So we, when we start off in the there's not really a set time for you to come, just come. But when we start in the beginning, because each time you're going to hear something from the Lord every time you go, but we just take a start from the very beginning of what does it look like to follow Jesus as a believer. And if you're not a believer, what does it look like to be a believer? And so we walk through that for a few months of how to be like Jesus, how to follow him. And we use the Bible as our curriculum. You know, we walk through hospitality. This past Saturday, our group walked through who the Holy Spirit is, where did he come from, and just how he's part of the Trinity and the that. And so we walk through a lot of how do I walk this life with Jesus. Yeah.
That's good. So how has it helped you these last couple of years?
It has helped me so much because I am a first-time mom, and so a lot of these women have multiple kiddos, and you know, in some groups there, like Brandon has preached about, there are some single women, and so just hearing perspective from new moms or single women or someone who's known Jesus for 30 years versus someone who's only known Jesus for 1 year, it is so refreshing to hear how the Lord works in their life, and then be encouraged, because I had a tough week this last week, and so to sit there with the women in our group and just explain that of how my week was tough, and to hear encouragement from them, has just been really great. So there's growth in my walk with the Lord. There's growth in the walk I have with people of Impact. It's been really great.
Excellent. And if somebody's not in one of these groups, what is something that you would like them to know about these groups?
Do it. Do it. It's such a wonderful time to learn and to know and get to know more women in our church. But honestly, if a group thing is not your thing, that's okay too, because in our group, and as we talk, multiplication is our goal, because we want to make disciples who make disciples. And so if a group thing is not your thing, that is okay. You can still come to one of us and say, I want to be a part, but groups aren't my thing. And guess what? We love to meet one-on-one with people. People here in Impact love to meet one-on-one with you and get to know your story. And so if group things aren't your thing, yeah, we will meet with you one-on-one, but most importantly, get involved and do it, because you don't want your walk with the Lord to be stagnant. You always want to grow, and as you grow, you fall more in love with him and desire more, and you see him work in your life more, and he's great and faithful. So
That's awesome. So how do we get him?
That's a great question. So the leaders, to my knowledge right now, are Britter and I have a group, Becky, Leah, I think, Alexa also has a group, and Ellen. Those are right now the leaders of groups. However, there's a lot of women in here who are a part of them. So just turn to your neighbor and ask, hey, are you part of a group? Whose group do you go to? And if not, we'll be like, oh, well, let's go find, Caroline said Ellen has a group, let's go talk to Ellen. Or Britter has a group, let's go talk. So yeah, just come talk to us. And I'm at the Next Steps table today. So if you have any more questions about that, I can totally connect you with people.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG, or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.